Planet of the Intermittently Sighted by Tasha Shamel. If I don't believe in my impaired self, I don't believe in any human capacity, forget perfection, being cured. Life with all its physical diversity is a signature of stories. Not to understand this is an imprisonment of imagination. Stephen Quisisto. You rented a motorbike in Greece, cementing the illusion of sight by following the rectangle of your friend's jacket. I sat in my educating in and through the arts class at Harvard, believing that if I opened my third eye wide enough, I'd see the second grader's rendition of Starry Night on my professor's PowerPoint. I petitioned Disability Services to take a photography class, and they erased my request through sleight of hand and gestural violence. I wanted to take that class because I wanted to pretend to see. I played my game of chicken, and flinched, and cried, and lost. This doesn't mean I won't play again. Some of us can't help pretending. I've journeyed across 2 mountains and 3 continents to meet the witch who will cure my blindness. The minute she raises her hand to my eyes, I stop her. I can't do this. I can't be complicit in the destruction of my impaired self. No one was saying anything about destruction, she replies. Only queerness, only transition. You want to stop your blindness from screaming. My witch has read Eli Clare. When I saw jellyfish for the first time, or the grain of the desk, or my mother's hand, I think I came close to what you called a living curve of joy. I also scared the living shit out of myself, drunk on the details I had no right to perceive. It's all right, John said. You are not your brain. But I'm spread too thin. A piece of tissue paper in that 90s children's game, waiting to buckle, waiting to break. Is my story impaired enough for you?